Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We have a really exciting episode. It's How to Network for Success with my special guest, Dr. Shelley Hipsky. Before we introduce Shelley, I just wanted to set the stage and talk about how important it is to network. Connection is currency. Your network is your net worth. The goal of life, of business, of your social life is to build a network of sincere relationships based on mutual generosity, where people are supporting each other, lifting each other up, and helping each other. We are all here to collaborate and connect. I know I used to be very competitive, and I'm over that now. I had to grow up a little bit and realize that me playing a lone wolf and trying to do it alone, me versus the world, was not working. And now I get to connect and collaborate with amazing influencers and thought leaders like our guest today, Dr. Shelley Hipsky. So I have put together a few tips for how to network for success. The first one is don't apologize when asking for help. Be confident if you don't have anything to offer in that conversation, in that moment, you will one day have something to offer. And do the ask. Ask for the help. Ask for the introduction. Ask people to support you. You get to ask, and don't apologize before you ask. Own your ask. Be confident. And if you're not confident, fake your confidence. Fake it till you make it. The second tip for how to network successfully: smile. Smiling at an event, even if you feel nervous, awkward, and weird, just smile at the room, smile at everyone, and you will be more approachable, and it'll be way easier to network with you. If somebody is scowling, frowning, grimacing, looking at their phone, that's not going to be very enticing to have a conversation. So keep smiling, even if you're just smiling at the room, and you will find someone to network with. My third step on how to network successfully is timing. Now, this can be really delicate. If you're at a networking event and you feel like everybody's already talking in groups of people, you feel kind of awkward approaching a group of people, which is totally normal. So I have a great hack for that. Walk up to the group of people and don't talk right away. Just listen for a few minutes. You'll soon be able to pick up what conversation they're having, and then you can introduce yourself and just give your contribution to the conversation. You definitely don't want to interrupt a conversation, especially in a group setting, because that could be really socially awkward. My next tip for networking is ask questions. Everybody's favorite topic is themselves. So if you ask great questions and you listen well, people will think you're the best conversationalist in the world. They won't even realize that you didn't even say a word about yourself. So if you're shy, if you feel socially awkward, listening is perfect for you because you don't have to be the best storyteller. You don't have to have the best joke or the best sense of humor. You just have to be an active listener. That means listening, not to then share your opinion, but to actually listen, just to hold space and be an empathetic listener. My next step is offer your card or info first, and also to get their card. I used to make this mistake at networking events. I would just give out my card, then I would never get the other person's contact information, so I wouldn't be able to keep in touch with all the great people I was meeting. So make sure that you offer your card first, but also ask for their information. Nowadays, what a lot of people are doing is just connecting on social media because we're all on social media all the time. So it's a lot less intimidating to ask someone for their social media handle because everybody wants followers on social media. So if you're intimidated to ask for somebody's cell or email, you can always just ask to connect with them on social media. The next thing is, and this is not me, this is from an amazing book written in 1936 called How to Win Friends and Influence People. I highly suggest you read it. It is talking about saying the person's name. Nothing sounds better to anyone than their own name. So, and it's a great way for people like me who are name challenged to actually learn someone's name. If you say their name over and over and over and over again, they're going to fall in love with you and you're going to learn their name. So it's going to be great for both people. The next thing, if you want to meet new people, join clubs, masterminds, and Facebook groups. I know that Dr. Shelley has an incredible mastermind. I too have a Facebook group called the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant group. There's so many groups out there where people have your like interests, anything from cooking to running to dogs to kids to entrepreneurship. There's so many amazing groups, clubs, and masterminds that you can join on Facebook, on LinkedIn, all these different platforms, and even the old-fashioned way in person. Remember meetups? Those were so fun. Those are all coming back. So join groups. And when you join groups, you can do all these amazing techniques that I just shared. And finally, when you're talking to someone, share your hobbies and interests. Tell people, oh my God, I love to work out. I love biohacking. I love my dog. I love walking. I love traveling. And then ask them what they love. What are your hobbies or interests? People love to learn about hobbies and interests. It doesn't have to be all business all the time. Make it about the other person and what they love to do. That's actually a great networking question. What do you love to do for fun when you're not at work? That's a wonderful way to get the conversation started. Another way to network is to find a wingwoman. I know that I used to be really nervous to go to networking events by myself. So I would ask someone to go with me, just someone to talk to, just someone to walk around with. But don't do what I did and use that person so much as a crutch that I didn't go out and meet anyone. I would just talk to the one person that was my wingwoman. Come with a wingwoman, but then go out and meet people or meet people together with your wingwoman. Definitely, though, if you're shy, if you're nervous, if you're socially awkward, it always helps to have someone there with you. The next thing is This is a really good hack. Ask the host to introduce you to people. There's a lot of events and parties I go to, and the only person I know at the event is the host. So I ask the host, oh my God, I'm so excited to be at your party or your networking event. Can you introduce me to some of your favorite people here? And it's so great when the host introduces you, because then you get to meet everyone at the party and you ultimately have a connection right away because you both are friends with the host. The next thing is have your icebreaker question ready. What is going to be your icebreaker question? Like if it's a training or a seminar, like what do you expect to get out of the event? If it's like a product or a business thing, what's your favorite product that this company makes? Have your icebreaker question ready. It can be even as simple as how are you feeling today? Like literally, it can be so simple, but have your icebreaker question ready. So when you meet someone, it's not awkward and you're not just staring at each other. The next thing is follow up. The fortune is in the follow up. So our wonderful guest here today, I met at an incredible event in New York City called Blue Talks. It stands for Business Life Universe. It's kind of like TED Talks meets chicken soup for the soul. We were both keynote speakers there, and I just loved her presentation. Not only did she present, she sang, you guys. She sang at her keynote speech, and she had a pianist accompany her. I was like, oh my God, this woman, she's so adventurous. She's so brave. She's so authentic. I've got to become friends with her. So after the speech was over at one of the breaks, I said, let's connect, let's meet. We got on a Zoom, we started talking, and here she is on the show. So we are going to go to a commercial break. When we come back from the break, in a couple minutes, you are going to meet my wonderful guest. Her name is Dr. Shelley Hipsky, and she's going to give you so much more information on how to network and just so much more. She's a best-selling author, an international keynote speaker, and just an incredible woman. So stay tuned. And if you're watching on Instagram to watch the rest of the show live, make sure you go to the link in my bio and catch this on the Bold Brave TV network. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. And we are live at the Bold Brave TV network. We'll see you after the commercial break. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're so excited to introduce my guest, Dr. Shelley Hipsky. Dr. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm delighted to be here.
So wonderful to have you. Let me tell my listeners a little bit about your awesomeness. We didn't have time to get into the whole bio because you have such an illustrious bio, but let me give them a couple of the highlights. So Dr. Shelley is the CEO of Inspiring Lives International and president of the Global Sisterhood, a charity that guides women to their goals and dreams. She has published 13 books as an international best-selling author. She has a PhD, and she's also hosted shows on NBC. She's keynoted internationally at such great institutions like Harvard and Oxford and Columbia University, where I met her. She is the founder of Inspiring Lives magazine. She has earned Entrepreneur of the Year, Woman of Achievement, VIP Woman of the Year. This December, you have another award. Is it Global Empowerment Coach of the Year?
I am, yes. But you're getting an award too, right, Rebecca?
Is that right? Yes. We're both getting an award this December. We're going to be at a gala together at the Bellagio. I'm getting Best Life Coach of the Year. And you're getting empowerment. So we're both excited to share a virtual and then in December, a real stage with you, Dr. Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's really a blessing. And when I found out a few minutes ago that we were doing networking, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my jam. Because I love people. I love getting to know people. And I really think it's a key to people's success. So let's do this. I'm on it.
I love it. Before we get into that, let's hear about your story. How did you become this international best-selling author and founder of this nonprofit and PhD? And What was your story? Tell us about your origins.
Oh man. I mean, if we go, we can go way back. I think I should probably take you to where I transitioned from being a tenured professor at a private university. I was there for a decade and absolutely loved working with my students there. But there became a point when I met the most amazing woman. She just totally changed my life. It was a very powerful thing to have happen because she told me the stories that really just affected my soul. And I knew that the rest of the world needed to know their stories as well. Other people that were out there like that. And since then, with my Inspiring Lives with Dr. Shelley television show that was taped in the NBC studios, to my Global Sisterhood, which is, and we went ahead and we did the Empowering Women Radio podcast. And like I've interviewed over 1,000 women from around the world. So it's been a real, real blessing to, and people are at the heart of that. And so it's been fantastic to get to that point too, and to be able to hang out on TV shows like this with you, with Rebecca.
I love it. It's so cool. So I love the title of your book, From Ball Gowns to Yoga Pants. What is, yes, tell us, why did you choose that as a title and what is that book about?
So I really got that title from my daughter. I was a tenured professor, so I was always, you know, in like the buttoned up suits, everything, like every day for work. And my daughter was very young when I transitioned into being an entrepreneur. And she looked at me and she said, you know, Mom, you used to wear suits to work every day. And now you're either, you know, in a beautiful ball gown for a charity event for the Global Sisterhood, or you are in your yoga pants and you're running around and you're making deals on your cell phone as a businesswoman. I mean, that is sort of my costume. What I wear on a daily basis is like yoga pants, you know, and wearing them right now with the jacket because they're comfortable. So yeah, I mean, I think that when I set out to write my 13th book, and I knew that it was going to be Entrepreneurial Secrets for Creating Your Best Business and Brand, I was like, that had to be the title. Had to have it in there.
So are you an extremist? It's either black or white and nothing in between. It's like either ball gowns or yoga pants and like nothing in between. No jeans and t-shirts, just boom, boom.
Yeah, that's me. I said my hair is either really long or really, really short, or I always everything in extremes. But that's okay. Everybody told me that I should go for the medium or the average, but that doesn't appeal to me in the slightest. Like when I started doing the magazine covers, I ended up setting a crazy goal of wanting to do over 50 magazine covers before I was 50. And I'm not 50 yet. And I'm on 55 is coming out next week. So 55th magazine cover. So I'm a major goal setter and I guess a little bit of an extremist.
Love it. So what motivates you? What's your why? Why are you so motivated to have so many books written, so many magazine covers, so many keynotes? Like what is your why?
Because I have a mission and a message that I needed to monetize and spread around the world so that I could help other women be inspired and empowered and live their best life.
So what is your mission?
What is my mission? It's to inspire and empower the women of the world through educational resources, through my books, through my former television show, through everything that I do. Even when I get up and I do a little song and dance in front of, you know, couple hundred people, I feel that it is imparting something to the people that are in the audience. And for me, that's everything. Because especially when I was a professor, I also was a teacher. I was a special education teacher. And then I had, I was the assistant principal of a school. And then I was a professor and those type of things. Those four walls of the class were awesome. But now that I've made the world my classroom, it's just exponential. It just grows and grows and grows. Every woman that I lead on their paths toward their best life, they go off and they help other women and other people. And you help a woman, you help a community, you help family. You can make a profound difference. So that for me is where it comes from.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And you've met women from all over the world. What do they all have in common, regardless of socioeconomic status, country, culture? What do all the women of the world want?
So, and that's why I wrote here. I'm going to, this book series was, it was holding up my computer. What do you do with bestseller? You hold up your computer for Zoom. But no, this is Common Threads. It was a trilogy and I found the common threads. And I remember there was one day where I was trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to write this book about, because it was based on Empowering Women Radio. And I had done all these interviews and I had sort of lowered, figured out these top 100 women that I wanted to write about. And there was one day where I was like, oh my God, there's something here and I can't figure out what it is. Like, what is that common thread? But I had to grab, I'm a night owl. I grabbed my daughter's paintbrushes because she's a little artist. I grabbed her paintbrushes. I grabbed her paints. I grabbed a huge white sheet. I put it down on the floor and I was like looking at this gigantic sheet and I grabbed the paintbrush and I dipped it in red and I went and I painted the word inspiration. And then I painted in green empowerment. And then the next one was balance. And I was just like staring at this. And then I put it up on a curtain rod. Thank God I wasn't married at the time, because a man would probably be like, what the hell is going on with your brain? Why do we have these three words painted up on a curtain rod? And it said inspiration, empowerment, and balance. And I'm thinking, what is it? What is it? And what it was it was a trilogy. And it's those three things that women so desperately need. And from that, not only did I get the trilogy, but I also created my Empower You Masterclass so that I can impart that wisdom that I had learned from these women in a time of my life where I needed to figure out how I was going to continue to be inspired, be empowered, and have life balance.
What was happening in your life at the time that you needed that empowerment?
I was going through a very messy divorce with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old in tow and trying to figure out if I was going to stay a professor or what my next steps were. And I think that a lot of women have been there where they're just, they're at this pivotal point and can look to the other women in the room figuratively or literally and find their key, find their common thread so that we can create our own path. And that's what I did with that particular book series and sort of with my life.
That is so beautiful. So when you were getting a divorce, you were a professor, and then that divorce happened and you just decided, you know what, this is a new beginning. I'm going to reinvent myself as a women's empowerment leader.
It wasn't quite like that. There was a whole like meeting Clarelle. She's up in heaven now. And that was very profoundly impactful to me. I met her through, I was doing a radio show. I was doing a radio show out of Michigan with one of my very academic based books. And we had to re-record. And I was like, oh God, I don't want to re-record this. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. Okay. But he said, you know, you need to meet this woman. And I said, okay. And I said, you know, I'll call her up. He said, she may be able to help you with your book marketing. I don't know. And Clarelle and I just clicked. It was one of those like instant friendships. Like you just like know, like you feel like you've known this woman your whole life. And I'm, you know, talking to her on the phone and she starts telling me about how she had a brain aneurysm while she was getting her doctorate and she was a single mom of 3 kids. And I like literally dropped the phone, put it on speaker and started typing at my computer like a mad woman. Tears are streaming down my face. Like I was affected by her story and I knew that there were other stories like that out there in the world. And I asked her, I was like, you know, are there other stories like that? And she said, yes, and you should be the one to tell them. And so then I went back on to re-record. As we're re-recording, they do this countdown. It's 3, 2, 1. Before we got to 1, I said, has anybody written these stories? And he said, no. I said, when you do, I need to be the author. And we're on. So the next week, in my email, I clicked this link, this random YouTube link, and there was this radio host saying, Dr. Shelley Hipsky of Robert Morris University is going to write the book Ordinary People, Extraordinary Planet. And I was like, woo, I get to work.
Wow, that's incredible. I love that because you just kind of followed the breadcrumbs of the universe and yes. The momentum of what was happening just led you to writing a book and having this huge pivot in your life going from university professor to author, coach, keynote speaker.
Absolutely. And
you followed it. You didn't fight it. You just went with the energy.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the best way to do it is just to get into flow. And I think that a lot of people struggle with getting into flow. And I've certainly had times in my life where, you know, it's, you know, how am I going to get the abundance? How am I going to be able to do it all? But once you start just letting the universe take over and, you know, just getting there in your head and your heart and your soul and your mind, just magical things happen, doesn't it, Rebecca? Like I know you're aligned with me. Like we're the same kind of person. Like once you are there, just there's no stopping you. None.
It's like to quote Abraham Hicks: once you let go of the oars and just let the stream of life take you, it's just amazing the people and the places and the adventures that you are led to. So I love it. So let's get to the question of the day. Why is networking so important for success?
Well, I just pulled out my Ball Against the Yoga Pants book, and I have 13 secrets to success in here. Can I just read you one of them?
Yes.
Okay, so Dr. Shelley's success secrets. It's not who and what you know. It's who trusts, respects, and relates to you. That's what all the difference in the world. So it's who trusts, respects, and relates to. And there's also a quote here from the woman that ran the Bank of America. And she says, networking has been cited as the number one unwritten rule of success in business. Who you know really impacts what you know. So we want to keep that in mind. We want to know that if networking is the number one key to business, and in many ways, it's relationship building, which is the number one key to life in very many ways. I mean, you've got love and you've got family and all those relationships that really make your life complete. And we better master this skill set, correct?
Yes. So what are your tips for networking for success, relationship building? How do you get people to like, know, and trust you so that they want to do business with you?
Well, I come from a very philanthropic heart, a very giving, love. Like I approach everything with love, which has gotten me in trouble sometimes. That's not everybody's like that. But I feel like asking them how you can help support them.
Mm-hmm.
How can I collaborate with you? How can I help you? What can I do to make a difference in your life? What's another question I always ask is, what's your favorite charity? Because that really shows a lot about a person. Finding out what matters to them enough that they will pour their own abundance, time, heart, energy, soul into that and not require payment for it. That's telling. That's telling of who the person is.
That's great. What is one of your most surprising relationships that I know you met, you talked about Clarelle, but a networking event, encounter, something that happened that really surprised and delighted you just because you were open to a new connection? Other than me, of course.
I know. Well, yes, of course, you cannot believe how you just hit the nail on the head. Like, unbelievably. It's crazy. So I'm a single mom. I can't believe I'm going to tell this on your TV show.
Come on, be open.
And I went to my big high school reunion recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, and you know, there's so many people around. And it was like a lightning bolt. The man who, oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling this on television. Okay, so the man who was my boyfriend when I was 13 years old was there, and we reconnected. And it was just like fireworks. And it's amazing to me that in a room full of people that you can, you know, find that person. And yes, over 30 years ago, he was a part of my life. But it was those, you know, zinger moments. Now I have a more professional one. Can I give it a more professional one?
So what happened with this guy? Like, you just reconnected with the high school reunion. Was he single too? Was he on that date? Tell us.
He was single too, and we're having a delightful time getting to know each other again. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but it's after 35 years, so I don't know what kind of whirlwind that is. That's anyways, so let me tell a more professional one. But that was very exciting, and I know that.
But this is good because we speak into romance in the show, and it's about showing up at every event, saying yes to parties and any invitation you get, because you never know when you are going to get struck by Cupid's bow, like Dr. Shelley and her junior high boyfriend. So it's so important just to show up with an open mind and an open heart and go to these events. So I'm actually glad you shared that story of romantic success, which is one of the pillars of abundance that I teach. Now let's talk about a business connection that you made at an event.
Excellent. So more professional. I was at a huge arena to watch Michelle Obama speak, because I was going to be able to ask some questions with the Inspiring Lives magazine, which I'm the editor-in-chief of. So I'm sitting there. There's thousands of women in this room. We all just had a lunch. We're talking to each other, and people, you know, we're talking, but we're not, you know, really networking deeply. So I go into my bag and I pull out this is back when we were in hard copy and we were in all 655 Barnes and Nobles across the country. I just gave away a plot line. Okay, but no, we weren't there yet. I passed around the magazine. We were not at that point yet. I think I'm still giddy because I just told you about junior high boyfriend.
Just breathe.
Yeah,
you know, if you're not watching the TV version, if you're listening on Apple and Spotify, she's turning red.
I am definitely turning red. Okay, so I pass out the magazines, and this woman, she's all the way across the table. It's a big table. She's all the way across the table, and she like starts flipping through the magazine, and she starts going, "We need this. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. This is incredible." And she's like, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like, how can I know who you are? And she takes her business card out, and she flies it across the table to me. And she looks at the business card. I look at the business card. And there on the business card is the woman that I have been trying to get in touch with. She was, at the time, she was in charge of the production and distribution for magazines like Marie Claire and Vogue and all these big magazines. So I was like, oh my gosh. And she said, "You want to wait after Michelle, you know, Michelle, like she's my buddy, Michelle Obama speaks." My good buddy, Michelle. So, and I said, yes. And then we chatted a storm. And then from there, we were able to release the magazine in all 655 Barnes & Nobles across the country. We were in Books A Million. We were in all the different bookstores and different platforms. Just because I was like, you know, I want to find a unique way to show them something about myself. And I pulled out those magazines and passed them around the table. So you always want to come up with those ways of showing them in a unique way, something that could interest them, pique their interest, about your, what you do and who you are. I love right now for networking in the modern day, the new, like, hi, hello. Have you seen these? I think I shared my business card with you.
Yeah, you shared it with me in Columbia University. Absolutely. That was like, boom, we just put our phones together and I had all your contact information. Yeah. My contact was so seamless.
It is. And it just adds it right to your contacts. And then you can, and also, you know, I'm giving them links to my Empower You Masterclass. I'm giving them links to whatever they're really intrigued about, to my Instagram at Dr. Shelley. Like, they know how to get there now because they have my online business card that's all my phone and I could just pop it over to them. And that's been a real game changer. I think I remember having like huge stack, like I would go to these networking meetings of like 400 people and I would have these huge stacks of business cards. And what the heck do you ever do with those? Like, you're not going to get all those in your phone. I mean, some, I would kind of pare through them. How are you with business cards, Rebecca? Are you stay on top of them?
I don't. I mean, there's like business cards floating around my desk that I don't do anything with. And, you know, a lot of people just throw away business cards. I think they're kind of outdated. So I like your Hi Hello app, and I like having a gift. Like, you basically gave these women a beautiful magazine. So if you're listening to this and you're going to a networking event, having like a gift, whether it's if you're selling something, like a sample of your product, or if it's a holiday party, like, you know, fun, you know, candy cane or candy, or, you know, just give, be generous, have a generous heart. If it's something that promotes your brand, even the better. But if you just, you know, that's memorable, because when you're at a big event and everybody's just milling around, you're going to remember if somebody gave you something cool, like a magazine or a product or a gift, versus someone who just gave you a business card. It's kind of vanilla.
Absolutely. And Rebecca, on that note, everybody that's watching this can go to inspiringlivesmagazine.com and get inspiration right in their email boxes. So we do that every month on the 13th. You'll get a whole digital magazine sent right to you if you go to inspiringlivesmagazine.com.
I love it. That's so awesome. Well, this show is called the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we're all about teaching women to go from overwhelmed and burned out to balanced. What are some of your tips on how you achieve work-life balance?
Ooh, I love talking on balance, and just had a really interesting Empower You session last evening about finding that life balance. I think it very often, with some people it doesn't work, but very often it begins with that morning routine. It begins with, you know, I know when I'm getting up, and I know that I'm getting my meditation in, and I'm listening to podcasts that fill up my heart, and I'm getting in my workout. Workout for me is huge. Like, that is my sanity saver. Like, getting in the movement is huge for me. For me personally, just because I'm juggling so much with the nonprofit and the books and the stage time all over the world, and the company, the motivational media company, I need a team, and I'm very blessed with my team. I mean, I would definitely shout out Annie. She's been helping me as my assistant for years now, and having those people that are in your corner that you trust and you know that can help take things off of your plate, so that then you can go do the things that you really need to do and want to do. Like my family, I have two kiddos, and they're my whole world, and I feel so much better and so much more aligned when I can pour into my children. So I make that a priority. But I've always had hashtag family first. Rebecca, it's funny. I found in an old poem of my grandmother's that she said, may your motto always be family first. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I have always said, like family first. So if your motto is always family first, I think that you keep in alignment with that. And that's a beautiful thing.
So how do you deal with the mommy guilt? Because I know you travel a lot and you work a lot. And I've had mothers on the show that say mommy guilt is real. So yes. How do you deal with that?
I'm actually writing a chapter in a really awesome anthology right now on mommy guilt because we all have that. Like if you're a mom, it's just a part of the package deal. When I'm with my children, I go all in. I'm totally focused on them. And we do fun things together. Like my son and I, he's on the spectrum, but we just recently, we went to a climbing wall and got to do that together. And I just cheered him on. And that was just so beautiful. My daughter and I love to go, you know, thrift shopping, and she's a little creative genius herself. She's amazing. And she's actually in two plays right now. So we share that love of theater together. So we just, it's just always like being able to pour back into them when you're there. My children get it at this point. They know that when mom's on a phone call, like before I did this, I yelled quiet on the set, and my son knows what that means. He knows mom is going to work. But they get that. They get that there's a sort of delicate balancing act that I have here, but it's so beautiful because like when we go to Vegas, my 15-year-old's coming with me and she's going to see mom get an award. My son yesterday texted me from school and he's like, mom, I have to write a report about somebody that I think is a really impressive person. Can you please tell me about those awards? And can you tell me this and that? He's like, I got permission from the teacher. So they get it. And I think once you establish those things, and I started with this when they were very young, and it's a part of who we are, that, and they also get to come along and just do some really fun, neat stuff. So that fills up my heart and keeps me balanced and keeps me even keeled and keeps the mom guilt at bay as much as you can. You gotta, it'll peppered in there every once in a while into the family life recipe.
Of course. Well, you're only human and you do so much. When you are with your kids, do you have like a no cell phone policy? Like you won't check your email or your social because you want to be more present with them? Or do you have time where you power off your cell phone and your computer so you can have some downtime with your family?
I definitely have times when I power off. Both of my kids are actually introverts. I am an extremely extroverted person, and especially my daughter. What was that?
We noticed that.
Shocker! I know, right? I'm such a wallflower. But no, they are very introverted, and they recharge by having like quiet time and chill. And so there are times when we'll be together, but they need to kind of like zone out. And so when they're doing that, instead of rattling off things in their ear, oh my gosh, let's do this, let's do that, like I would typically want to before I had introverted children, that's when I can get on my phone and do those, catch up with the text messages and things like that. And they can have their time. And then we come back to fold and do the fun things together and zone back into each other. I remember when I was a professor, it was like at the beginning of people really bringing their phones to class. And a lot of the professors would be like ticked off at the end of class if somebody would be on their phone. But I remember saying, okay guys, some of you are going to be working on this. Some of you are going to be working on this. If you need a social media break, go ahead, because we've had a long class. We've been really intensive. Go ahead and have a social media break. And that was like bizarre at the time. But I think sometimes it's okay. I think that, you know, I mean, we're especially as moms, we're like, no screen time, but I think sometimes it's okay. If that's the way you relax, if that's the way you want to charge, that's a huge part of balance for us and for our kids.
I love it. And the final question is, people say that we're in a recession or we're approaching one. How can we thrive and stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant during uncertain times?
Tap into your talents. We all have gifts. Every person watching this has a gift. And there's somebody out there that doesn't have that gift and is looking for you to fill that gap for their company, for their business, for their lives. If you can tap into that, then you can then monetize your passion and make good money. Doesn't matter if it's a recession or not. People are always going to have those pain points. If you can meet those pain points with the appropriate answers that are going to help them get rid of that pain, you're in. It's on. Make it happen.
That is wonderful. So just because the economy is challenged doesn't mean that our personal finances have to be challenged, as long as we're delivering something that's of value and that's helping somebody with their pain. I love that. This has been an amazing interview, Dr. Shelley. How can we stay in touch with you? Where can we find you online and tell us more about the Empower You course and anything else that you're promoting?
I'd love that. So I am really focused on my Empower You Masterclass is my signature class. We're in the 7th cohort right now. We are going to begin registration for the January cohort for 2023. Can you believe that? But it is a wonderful network, mastermind of powerful women from around the globe, women leaders that come together to find out how to find that inspiration, empowerment, and balance in life. And abundance, of course, is abundance. We all need that, right? We all need to have that as well. So we do that through multiple modalities. I have a proven curriculum and we just pour into each other and lift each other up. It's been amazing to watch the growth from the women around the world. You can always go to shellyhipsky.com. That's the place to find out more about me. And I'd love to be connected with you through Instagram at Dr. Shelley. And I just hope that you will also take advantage of the inspiringlivesmagazine.com so that you can get your free magazine every month. And if you are an expert, subject matter expert, like Rebecca is, we would welcome an article from you. It is all 100% under the umbrella of the Global Sisterhood Now, which is the 401c3 charity that helps women and children around the world. We're always looking to put in more articles and more amazingness from ladies like you, Rebecca. So, wink, wink.
Write an article?
Yes.
Awesome. I would love to. I would be so honored. Well, Dr. Shelley, we are going to be seeing each other in Vegas when we both get our award for Life Coach of the Year and Global Empowerment Coach of the Year. I cannot wait to meet your daughter and put on a ball gown and schmooze around with you. I'll be able to watch you and watch your awesome networking skills in action and learn a couple things. Thank you so much for being on the show. We are going to cut to a commercial break. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We just had an amazing interview with Dr. Shelley Hipsky about how to network for success. So speaking of networking, let's stay in touch on social. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Clubhouse, and Twitter. It's under the same handle, at Rebecca E. Whitman. So I can't wait to connect with you on those platforms. We have an awesome challenge going on right now. It's called the 777 Challenge, 7 Pillars of Abundance. We all know those pillars. We talk about them every week: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social, financial. You get 7 pillars of abundance in 7 days for $7. Each day, you're going to have a challenge, an assignment that will take that area of your life to a level 10. And at the end of 7 days, you will have a huge shift, a huge breakthrough in your work-life balance, in your abundance, make sure you go to the Linktree link in the show notes. Get that $7 challenge. I mean, come on, $7 for 7 days of coaching with me? My coaching is way more expensive than that. So jump on it. $7 is like an inexpensive smoothie in Los Angeles where I live. 777 challenge. You are all over that. You're going to love it. Again, if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We are really appreciative and we love our fans so much. But if you don't subscribe, rate, and review, other people are not going to know about the podcast. So please take 30 seconds out of your life and do that. And if you want to take a screenshot of the podcast, go ahead and tag me on Instagram and I will reshare it in my stories and give you a shout out. I can't tell you enough about this collagen. The more I take it, the younger I get. I found the Fountain of Youth, guys, and we have a new version of the collagen for the fall season. It's collagen and hyaluronic acid plus 13 superfoods to help your immune system, like vitamin C, zinc, and elderberry. I have a $10 off coupon for you. Go to the Linktree. You will love this collagen. You will see a difference in your joints, your eyes, your hair, your nails, everything. And finally, save the date. We will be back here same time next week, Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, for another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We're coming to you live every week from the Bold Rave TV network. Thank you so much for watching. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.